This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Stu Epperson, and I'm sitting next to a man of God who has so much energy. And you know he's got this energy when he's awake because he sleeps really well because he invented my pillow. He's Mike Lindell. Mike, what in the world is going on, my friend?
Well, it's just amazing here. God has blessed me with one of the biggest platforms to reach out to people, and I pray for wisdom and discernment every day to make sure I do what's right with his platform.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. I turn on the Truth Network. I turn on the Wilkins Radio Network. I turn on the television. I can't get away from this guy. I walk around. I see a cardboard. Hey, there's Mike. Oh, it's a cardboard. I turn on this. I go screen this movie unplanned. He's driving a bulldozer. Really awesome movie that everyone needs to see. When you hear this program, maybe it's out on DVD. We're going to play this all year round. But this is a movie called Unplanned that you were a part of.
Yeah. They called me. I was on my way to Israel. And they said, yeah, this guy I hadn't talked to in 3 years. He calls me up with these two producers and said, yeah, we prayed about it and you're going to be in our movie. I said, well, I haven't prayed about it. Yeah, what's it all about? And here it's a movie about a true story about Abby Johnson, you know, with the and she worked for Planned Parenthood, was the director. She finally seen an actual horrific abortion and just said, I'm out. And I said, well, let me pray about this. I got off the phone, prayed with my gal Kendra, got back, called him back 3 minutes later, and I said, you know what? I'll do it. I said, but I want this movie to be amazing and quality done and everything. I said, do you need any money? And they said, yeah, we're short $1 million. I literally wired the money before I had a contract or anything, before I took a plane took off. And those guys told me later on, they said, we prayed because they needed the money that day. And they said, call Mike Lindell. Wow. And if I'd have known now the footprint we're in all this time later, and, you know, where we're sitting, where they're killing babies that even are born now they want to. And this movie is saving so many babies and so many unborn babies and changing people's hearts. At the end of the movie, there's a thing there where, you know, if you need counseling, if you need help, if you've had an abortion, the forgiveness that Jesus given, you know, forgive yourself, forgive that. It's just an amazing. There was a seeds, planting seeds where years from now we're going to look back and say, where's abortion's gone? It's going to go, what was this? Hallelujah. Who were these people? Where did we go? What were we thinking? Remember, one of the Ten Commandments is what? Thou shalt not kill. Hello? Wow.
Well, Mike, on that note, I was actually needing a little money for something just to change the subject. I'm just kidding.
No, I do have a story there.
Praise the Lord. Well, let me tell you who that is talking, because it takes two nationally syndicated talk show hosts to interview this guy because he's a heavyweight. He's a titan. Mike Lindell, Robbie Dillmore, the Christian Car Guy, has joined me on the set of Truth Talk Live, Truth Talk Weekend. Robbie, jump in here.
Yeah, I just wanted to bless Mike a little bit because my father went to be with the Lord last Tuesday. But I got to tell you, when we had him, taking him to intensive care, right, he's getting on the gurney to go to on the ambulance. He's like, I need my pillow. We're talking my pillow. And so he had his pillow. I'm serious. In the ambulance.
The one this guy and Mike here invented.
Yeah, in intensive care, whatever. I mean, he hung onto that thing like it was tomorrow. Wow. Because for him, he had all kinds of neck, had polio when he was a kid. So, I mean, it was just huge. I thought that, you know, since I had something to do with him getting a MyPillow, I was blessed with that. But also in that movie Unplanned, when you see the scene where the girl takes the pill, and I had no concept of what horror that abortion pill has, and it's so much through that movie that you understand it, Stu.
And it's so true. It's so real. Do you know when that movie was filmed, Ashley that plays Abby? She said, I said, how did you do that with those tears and with that? And she said, I just put myself in Abby, like, to, you know, in the inner mind. And she said, it was so real to her, you know, and then we were, you know, all the attacks this movie had, you know, they gave it an R rating. Music, you know, to get music on, musicians wouldn't let their songs be played on the movie. They didn't want anything to do with it. Networks blocked us from going out there, from being on TV and, you know, for advertising. And it's, you know, they say, you know, for me, I just took, I know I made the right decision with having, you know, my faith and said, you know, God told me to do this. I look back now and I'm going, wow, I listened to God and it was the right decision.
And we've wandered way off the plantation, but it's a good wandering. It's a good rabbit to chase because we're killing our own young in this country. And so I sat down next to one of my favorite media personalities and my absolute favorite pillow maker in history, Mike Lindell, to talk about my pillow and his testimony and what God's doing with this, how you can be a Christian and have an amazing, legitimate, growing business as well and be prosperous and be blessing others and be sharing the gospel with that. And then suddenly, just before going hot with the mic, Robbie Dillmore, Christian Car Guy here, Stu Everson here, I find out that Mike was a part of this Unplanned movie. I thought I had heard that, but he just starts telling me that, and it's amazing. So go see this movie. It really will promote a culture of life. It will hopefully wake us up to what's really going on. Whether you're atheist, agnostic, Christian, whatever religion, listen, Muslim, whatever,
really
go see this movie.
God did.
Yes.
I mean, when you see it, the hero of that story is God and what he did in Texas through prayer.
That's right, the power of prayer. Mike Lindell, prayer is a big thing in your life. You weren't always this on fire for Jesus Christian movie supporter. You know, you were all about the business, but something happened in your life. Tell us a little bit about your testimony here in just a few moments.
Well, you know, I had seeds planted when I was a kid. I, you know, go to Bible study and stuff, and I believed in God, and I come from a divorced family, and I ended up, I was very shy. I was very shy and introverted, but I would do stuff to show off because you can't get rejected if you don't have this feeling of unworthiness. So I ended up becoming a cocaine addict, then a crack cocaine addict. But I would sit there and I would speak out to addicts when we'd be doing drugs and stuff, and I'd be telling them about the Bible. I read about it in jail, and they'd find Jesus that day and quit. And I'm going, what am I saying to my friends? 28 people quit when I was here. And in 2014, you know, I quit everything by the grace of God, all my addictions overnight, January 16, 2009. But I didn't do a full surrender. That was like a deal with God saying, I never want to have the desire again, and I'll do this platform thing, you know, because I knew my pillow was just a platform for a much bigger purpose. And it wasn't until February 18, 2017, did you hear that?
Yeah.
February 18, 2017, when I did a full surrender, I was actually at Operation Restore Warriors for Veterans. It's like a retreat. Mm. And I left there. Jesus showed up, and I left there with the passion I have now. Shortly after that, I went out and spoke to 50,000 millennials at U.S. Bank Stadium, led them in prayer with the same passion I had for a pillow. Now I have for Jesus. I mean, it was – and then to see – you know, here's a guy that couldn't talk. You know, I mean, God, for God to use me, it's just, for me, it's like living inside of a movie every day going, is this really me? You know?
And, what a testimony.
It's just a miracle.
God's grace at work, the power of God. Robbie Dillmore, you hear these testimonies all the time. You talk to people on the Christian Car Guy Show, your other program, Kingdom Pursuits, about how God interacts. What do you think when you hear this testimony, you know, crack cocaine, you know, drugs, all that stuff, to loving Jesus? I mean, when you talk to this guy, you know, we want to get to business, but he's one about the Lord.
You know, number one, most people don't realize that I was so shy. And the last thing, and you know this, that I didn't want to do a radio show. That thought never crossed my mind, ever doing a commercial, better yet ever being on a radio. So God took that in my own life. Right. So I completely can identify to that. Yeah. You know, but the other thing that I can't miss is look how God has blessed my pillow. I mean, we got a lot of different things that we support on the Truth Network. But, man, as soon as we started promoting my pillow, people were buying pillows. People were coming to me all the time. Robbie, I'm using this pillow, whatever. And I'm blown away completely on what God has done with my pillow.
You know, when I was told, you know, I was a complete shutout when I invented it, and for years it sat there, just a pulse, just a little pulse going, and my pillow kept going. And in 2011, I told my friends and family, I said, let's pool our money and do an infomercial and make it real. We had a real audience and just a friend of mine, and they said, no, you're going to need an actor and all this stuff, and I just I And my friends were still laughing at me, you know, because I hadn't gone anywhere. And they had brought in this producer the night before, and we were doing our reads, and he texts the other guy, said, "This is the worst guy I've ever heard. Why did you bring me here? This is going to be a disaster. He'll never make it into his commercial." And the next day I went out there, and took 9 takes for the commercial, reading these late lines. It was a half-hour infomercial, and I said, "Just take away the teleprompter," and I was scared to death with the audience. We brought in a table like I used to do at them shows, and we did it naturally, and it aired October 7th, 2011, at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was living in my sister's basement, and we had about 10 employees, me and my kids. 40 days later, we had 500 employees. We had 2 months after that, we had the number one infomercial in the world. I'm going, "Mike, we need an HR department." I go, "That sounds horrible. And we need a corporate lawyer." I go, "Mike, you need to be a CEO." I go, "I don't even know what a CEO is. I want to make pillows and help people." Wow. And now today, we've sold 1,600 employees, 44 million pillows sold. And one of the things I want to say out there, what I didn't like in the world we live in, if you work for someone else, a corporation or whatever, they go, if someone dies that's close to you, and if it's your uncle, you better be back tomorrow. If it's maybe your parents or kid, be back in 3 days. If somebody dies at MyPillow, or anybody that's just a friend of yours, you can grieve and take as much time off. We pay you while you're gone, and you come back when you're ready. If you're hurt, if something happens, if you're in the hospital or whatever, life-threatening, we pay you while you're out. The last worry you need is to have money worry. And if we have one of our employees that has an addiction where he's off a little bit, I get a call. I have 500 of my employees have my direct phone number. They'll call me up on a deviation. I'll come in and say, "I don't even know what drug he's on." I said, "We're going to get you help." We pay them while they're in getting help, so they don't have to worry about money. And you say, "Well, what if somebody took advantage of that?" It's the old helmet theory. Just because somebody bumped their head on that wall, we're not all going to wear helmets for this interview. Right. You know, that's the bad way. You know, we're not going to ruin a good thing because of one exception. And it is amazing. And we're like a big family, and we're a ministry. MyPillow is like an internal ministry. You know, I'll tell you, God gave us grace on November 8, 2016. He gave us a second chance. Our country had turned our back on God. And now, I pray every day for wisdom and discernment for our president and for myself and for people that have put in. We're in the greatest revival in history. And everybody out there, you don't just sit around and just pray right now. You got to get engaged and get out there and take your part. Whatever God's called you to do, you got to do it. And don't look back. Keep the faith, and it'll be all right. I figure there's businesses out there you're afraid to, speak up. Speak up. They say, "What's your best day ever at MyPillow, Mike? You must get attacked all the time." My best day is right here, the day I'm sitting. It just keeps going up. God blesses every day you keep, for keeping the faith in Him.
Okay, the inventor of MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Stay tuned to the station that you're listening to, because there's some instructions that follow that will tell you the best way to get your MyPillow, whether it be they've got these awesome bed sheets, the new Giza. I want you to talk about each of these products real briefly. Yeah. Whatever Mike talks about, we're not going to give a call to action here about the product. We're going to let you listen, and on each station you'll hear a way you can do it, because it's what he's done is he set this up so you can support the Christian station or network you're listening to,
yeah,
our wonderful friends at Wilkins, at the Truth Network, by simply buying a pillow so you sleep better. Christian radio gets supported,
yeah,
and you're supporting an amazing kingdom business, and these are American-made products, so let's just tell everyone real quick. You've got the brand new sheets, Giza sheets,
right.
Cotton from
right.
Egypt, right?
Right. Yeah. Here's let's start with the pillow. We all know the MyPillow. The adjustability. That's what all the made in the USA and the 60-day guarantee and the wash and dry. And those are just add-ons. Those are bonuses. It works because you adjust it to fit you as an individual. You get the best sleep of your life. Then you have my topper. When I came out with that, I reverse engineer what Delta Sleep is. You have REM sleep with the pillow, Delta Sleep with the topper. They're amazing. You start with the MyPillow foam. That's a patented foam. That's why it lasts 10 years. Then you have this phase change material, and the cover gets you in the right temperature for you as an individual to go where your body gets its healing and sleep. Then I have my Giza sheets. Now that is not, that it does not come from the USA, because we don't have that cotton here. We have it over there, this extra long staple cotton, and you cannot make sheets here in the United States. We don't have any weavers or spinner. So I say, well, you know what? We can't make make it here, but I'm going to bring you the best ever. I wanted it, anything I invent, I wanted to enhance your sleep and help you. And these sheets are the best sheets you're ever going to sleep on. I do want to do one warning. Where the pillow and the topper that gets you great deep delta sleep and REM sleep, the sheets will make you, when you wake up in the morning and you're getting ready for, and you're just going to get up and get ready for, you're not going to get out of bed. You're not going to want it. You're going to be laying there. It's that fine line between, wow, I just wish I could stay here all day. A lot of people call in for work on those. Be careful.
Interesting. So what's interesting, but yeah, I tell you what, I may have to call in. Now you've given me, with my boss, you've given me some, he's loaded this up, hasn't he?
Oh, man.
So Stu Everson, Robbie Dillmore, he's the Christian car guy. I'm the host of Truth Talk Weekend. It took two of us to pin this guy down and ask him about his faith in Christ, how God led him to invent MyPillow, how he's helped so many people come to the Lord and so many people sleep better. And Mike, will you just comment on, we're moving at breakneck speed. We're rushing, and sometimes sleep is not prioritized. Why is it so important? Whether it's my college-age daughter, whether it's just me and my wife, why is it so important? Speak to that just real quick for the body. And the Bible says our body is the temple, right? To take care of it. So speak to that real quick.
Well, let me tell you, when I came on the scene and they go, oh, we spend a third of our life sleeping. Those were old school thoughts, because you know what? That third of that we spend sleeping, yeah, you want to be comfortable, but you need it to be quality sleep where your brain is recalibrating and your body's doing its resting. Mm. Because you know why? The other two thirds of your life, that's what that one third affects. So in theory, 24 hours is affected by your sleep. Okay. How you interact with people, how you feel. You know, I have grandkids. You think when they go, you know, I have all this energy. You think I want to be sleeping when my grandkids are over? No, I have more energy than they do because I'm sleeping good. Sleep affects everything you do. When you know, in this country, all the money we spend to go to sleep at night, sleeping pills, alcohol, cough syrup that isn't even cough syrup anymore. Then you get into a forced REM or delta sleep, and guess what? You wake up with those headaches or neck aches or aches and pains. And what is the first thing people do? They go to the other industry, coffee, energy drinks, and all that. God gave us a natural ability to sleep, and that's what if there was a device that kept your neck straight at night, your cervical nerves and your vertebrae all lined up, and the height from your head to your bed, exactly for you as an individual. If there was that device, this world would be a better place. Everybody would be sleeping great. And there is MyPillow. Hello.
We need to take this guy home with us, Robbie Dillmore.
Stu, I can't help but note that in the 23rd Psalm, if you think about it, what's the first thing he's telling us is, right? I make you lay down in green pastures. Sleep is critical, according to King David, and it still is to this day.
Yeah, fantastic. Mike Lindell, your challenge to everyone out there that doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, which is kind of, it's fun. He just bubbles over the Lord. He has the joy of the Lord, doesn't Robbie?
Absolutely.
A lot of people listening. We will first of all publicly want to thank you for sponsoring Christian Radio. You help Truth Talk Weekend beyond the Wilkins Radio Network, all the Truth stations, Truth Network, all over the country. We got about 60, 70 stations that carry this program because they want to hear the gospel. They want to hear good news, encouragement. And it's business owners like this that are sowing into Christian movies like Unplanned to go see the movie. I mean, it's just a powerful Christian movie about life that's a must-see. Get the DVD afterward, but take care of one, you know. But, Mike, your challenge to people about knowing Christ real quick is just in the final 30 seconds.
Yeah, you know, with God, all things are possible. I'm a living miracle of the things with you. Walk with Jesus, and now I can be proactive in my prayers. A lot of people out there, well, I pray, and I used to be reactive in prayers. Now I get, you know, it might not have been God's will. Well, where's God's will? God's will is in the Word. I can be proactive now in prayers. I put everything in Jesus' hands, and I'll tell you what, the things that are going on, the great things that are going on out there, and people, this is the biggest revival ever. I can say it again. On November 8, 2016, when our president got elected, this God gave us grace. So now this is the time of getting people to Jesus for salvation. And I'll tell you another thing about our president. Everybody loves him. Some just don't know it yet.
Wow. Okay. And of course, you know, everything this guy does is gets people to the commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ.
Right? Absolutely. At my pillow, Jesus is chairman of the board.
I love that.
And,
so,
and I'll tell you what, every time something comes up on my board, I go out in the hall and get a little upset. My CMO comes out. She goes, Mike, we didn't get this far by you not listening to God. I get back in that board and I said, yeah, we didn't get this far by me not listening to God.
I love it. Mike Lindell, my pillow. Stay tuned. We'll tell you how you, whatever network you're listening to, can get your own MyPillow from MyPillow.com. Thank you to our good friend Mike Lindell. Thank you, Robbie Dillmore, for jumping. It took two of us to hold this guy down, and he's still outpaced us, hasn't he, Robbie?
Oh, it's been a blast.
MyPillow, thank you so much. Hey, whatever business you're in, whatever you're doing, whether you're just clocking in at the warehouse, whatever you do, God's put you there to lead people to Jesus, to work 100% with everything, with all your might, to work honorably, be honest, be ethical, share Jesus, lift him up. And we don't know how much time we have. So, and thank you for godly men, Lord, like this guy here at MyPillow, Mike Lindell.
Thanks for having me on.
This is the Truth Network.